I can feel my heartbeat.
Oh, very good.
And also, there are other vibrations in other parts of the body.
No problem. Whichever that is prominent, you stay there.
I will stay there. But then I feel that when I have thoughts, then I will follow the thoughts, and when I follow the thoughts, like those vibrations, like I don't feel it anymore.
Definitely. I already told you, you can only do one thing at a time. Either you are lost in thought or you are aware of what is going on. Means that heartbeat or that vibration, that is meditation. So you are doing it correctly. So that is the understanding. Your mind can only do one thing at a time. Either is aware, means that is your true mind. Do you understand? When you are aware, the awareness that is aware of whatever, before the word come out, you may call it the heartbeat, the vibration or what, but it's the awareness nature, that true mind is aware. So you only need to be aware. That's it. Finish. Don't try to know. Aware, finish. Aware, finish. So aware to stabilize the awareness nature. Then when it is lost in thought, because you haven't stabilized it, that's why you come to realize it drift away very fast. It follows the thinking, then you are no longer aware of your heartbeat or your whatever vibration that you are able to be aware. When you are able to be aware of your heartbeat and other parts of your body, it means your mindfulness has become better, more stable. Otherwise, you cannot experience that. Because without the stethoscope, for a person to have the awareness, you need to train. You really need to silence your mind and allow the awareness to stabilize. And then when it has sufficient training, it will become quiet enough for you to become aware of whatever that you want to be aware of. So if you stay at the heart, the first thing is, of course, your heartbeat or any vibration around it. And when you lie down, whichever part of your body that comes into contact with the pillow or your mattress or what, you can actually feel the vibration. That's why our whole body is full of vibration, heartbeat, the powers of life. You will come to be aware of all those things. So awareness is the true mind that can let you develop understanding, the awakening, the witnessing of everything that is happening. Yeah. So you can continue with your description. What happened after you say you come to know that when you are thinking or follow the thought, you are no longer aware? You continue. Yeah. Very good.
I'm thinking, but it's not immediately. I mean, I will like, think. Then when I realize, then quickly I relax. And then I can feel the vibration again.
Yes.
But it's not obvious like that. Sometimes I feel that I don't have thinking and there are vibrations, but then eventually like there is no vibration anymore and I don't feel anything anymore. But I don't detect that I am thinking also. So that part I'm not sure what I'm doing.
No. That part is very important, because when you are able to feel your vibration, initially you realize that vibration is very gross. It's like pounding, very loud.
Yeah.
Then after you are able to stabilize it there, it will become more and more quiet, more and more quiet, until finally you cannot perceive it or feel it because your mindfulness is not refined enough. You continue to stay there, silent, aware. Don't do anything. Don't go and listen to those people tell you to do sitting, touching. Forget about it. Then don't arise any thought or thinking. Because just now you mentioned, which is very good, you don't feel, the awareness doesn't feel the pulsation of the heart or the vibration. Then it also know that there is no thought. That is very good. Yeah. But sometimes you have to be very careful because this thought, they move very fast. They are very subtle. So the thought that tell you I have no thought, that one is the thought. So no thought is actually a thought. But who tell you there is no thought? It's the thought that is aware that there is no thought. So that one is not the correct one. The correct one is the awareness is aware that everything has become very quiet, very still. So you must experience the tranquility of mind, the stillness of mind. Everything becomes very quiet. And that is a real no thought. The one you describe one is you haven't reached that stage. You are just trying to develop the understanding, the experience, but you have not stabilized the state. That's why continue to silent and don't try to know. Don't do anything, just be with it. Like Kogun's understanding, be with it. The heartbeat like no more, never mind. Like anapanasati, like very subtle breathing, no more, stay with it until mind enters sati. When mind enters sati, you will understand what I say. Then your mind become very different. Yeah. Then after you come out of that meditation, you start to experience a lot of things that you never experienced before. When mind enters sati, everything is in sati. But most people cannot maintain it because they don't know what this thing is. Like you mentioned just now, I don't know what is it. I don't know what to do after that. That's why that is the doubt. Why must you have doubt? Everything that you experience during meditation is wisdom, understanding. It's part of the way. What I need to understand is, what is meditation? What is meditation? Meditation is to develop the ability to realize our true mind, which is sati, leading to the stability of it to be heedful, to be aware. Well, the moment I am heedful, I can meditate. That's why the Buddha say heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. So I have to train this mind until I am ever mindful, constantly meditative, means I am always heedful. So how to start? I have to develop the understanding to train my mind to be mindful first, then stabilize it to be ever mindful, then use it to investigate, to meditate, to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, to be constantly meditating, to contemplate, to inquire, to reflect. So all this is meditative training, patipati, putting the Dhamma into cultivation. So today, you have given rise to the condition which is very good for you to understand. So I rejoice with your ability to reach your present level of meditation, which is very good. So continue to silence your mind. Don't try to know. Can you follow? Yeah?
Just now, I say that I meditate and then later on, I don't feel the vibration anymore, right?
Yes.
I would have this feeling of not wanting to continue anymore, and then I would just get up. So I think that's the part where I need to practice
what
more.
To explain to you, yeah, you don't know what to do after that. Understand? So that is the doubt, because you don't know what it is. That's why it does not interest you, and you don't know what is meditation. I explained just now, you listen again, like anapanasati. When your anapanasati become very small, very continuous, initially it's long breath. Then the mindfulness is there, mindfulness of the in and out breath. So when you aware, the heartbeat is the same. When the heartbeat initially very gross, pounding, then as you stabilize the mindfulness, then it moves together with the heartbeat. It will be able to be aware of this, the so-called pounding, the rising and the falling, or the arriving of the habit and the ceasing of the habit. But as you relax into it, silent everything, the heartbeat will slow down, slow down, slow down. Then the pounding will become like more and more subtle, more and more, until one day it becomes very quiet and it becomes too subtle. you cannot feel it. And that is a very good sign of progress. When you cannot feel it, means it's like anapanasati. The long breath also become very quiet, very, very tranquil, very still, just the mindfulness. So what happened is, during that time, the mindfulness has become more and more refined, but it has reached a stage where this breathing will also slow down until it becomes very subtle, like no more breathing, like everything stops. Then the mindfulness find it very difficult to follow because it has not developed the ability to have the ability to be aware of this very subtle breathing. That one require more refined mindfulness, more stable mindfulness. So what happened is, stay there, don't panic. Tell yourself, this is a good sign of progress. Now I need to develop the ability to let my mind become more quiet, more still, and the sati become more refined until the mind itself enters sati. When mind enters sati, it means the mind is aware of every movement, every arising, not necessary movement. Even when it's very still, no more movement, the tranquility, the stillness, the awareness, everything. The mind that is in sati, means that has entered sati, is just aware that every movement, every action, every arising of sankhara or thought process, it is aware. So you need to do that, stabilize that. So continue to silent and stay there. Don't try to know.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay. No, thank you, Radhya.